the nephew with today's prank phone call. What you got for us, Neff?
Well, you know, people borrow things all the time, right? They borrow a cup of sugar, they borrow, I don't know, some clothing.
Yeah, yeah.
This right here is, can I borrow your freezer? Can I borrow your freezer?
The whole thing?
The whole freezer.
Yeah, yeah, the whole thing.
You don't want to come pick it up and take you with you?
I'm in a situation right now, and I need to borrow your freezer. That's all I'm saying. That's all I'm going to say. Cat dog, if you would.
Equipment, this is Trina. How can I help you?
I'm trying to reach Dale. Dale's the manager, right?
Yes, Dale is the manager. How can I help you?
Okay, is Dale available? Is he there?
He's actually with a customer. Is there something that I can help you with or pass along a message?
Okay, so y'all Allied Equipment, what exactly do y'all have there? I'm going to make sure I'm calling the right place.
Oh, yes, of course. It's a restaurant supply company. So we have, you know, everything from freezers, refrigerators, to your basic restaurant supplies.
Okay. Well, y'all do have freezers, because that's what I'm trying to do. I've run out of freezer space, and I'm trying to see if possibly, you know, my back is up against the wall right now. I'm trying to see if I can possibly put something in one of you all's freezers for a couple of days until I get freed up on this end. So that's why I wanted to see if you guys would allow me to do something like that. Is that possible?
I'm a little confused. You don't want to buy a freezer. You just want to put something in one of our freezers?
I just want to put something in there for a couple of days because I have a freezer, but mine is completely full. And I'm trying to see if I can put something in you all's freezer until, you know, for a couple of days, and then I'll come back and get it.
I'm so sorry. We don't do that. If you wanted to come by and purchase a freezer, I'm happy to help you. But we don't allow outside vendors to put things in our freezers. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, I was told if Dale would hear what was going on, he might be able to help me, though.
Okay. You said your name was Kevin?
Kevin.
Okay, Kevin. If you just hold a moment, I will see if Dale can take your call.
That's what the hell I asked in the first place, is to speak to Dale.
Okay, then. Hold on a moment, please.
Hey, this is Dale. How can I help you?
Hey, Dale. How you doing? This is Kevin. And hey. I've been on the phone with Your salesperson, but let me tell you what I'm trying to do, man. I'm trying to use you have a lot of walk-in freezers that you all sell, right?
Right, we do, yep.
Okay, so what I got is my freezer is completely full, man, and my back is against the wall. You can't highly recommend it to give you a call. Is it possible for me to, I need to keep something frozen for a few days. It's only going to be like 2 days. My freezer will be, you know, half empty in a couple of days. I just need somebody to just kind of help me out here. Is it possible for me to bring something over there to keep it frozen for a couple of days?
You know, what we got is a showroom, you know, with different displays so you could see what different kind of refrigerators look in your restaurant. But, I mean, if you want to come and take a look at one, I could have you in if you're interested in buying one. But
No.
They're just there for show, you know?
Right. No, I have a cooler. I have a freezer already, but like I say, mine is just full. In a couple of days, it won't be. And I really got to get this stuff on frozen, man. I'm gonna be in trouble. Like I say, I'm my back against the wall over here, man. And I can't remember who recommended you, but you came highly recommended that you might be able to show me a little love on this.
Look, I guess it comes down. It depends on what you need. How much do you have that you need frozen? I mean, I don't even know what you
well,
got.
Well, I got three bodies that I need to get to keep, you know, to keep frozen, man. You know, we run a mortuary over here. This is Bozeman Mortuary. Yeah, we got three
people bodies.
Yeah, we got three bodies that, and like I said, my freezer's full, man. But in a couple of days, you know, these bodies, you know, the funerals would have happened, so we'll be freed up, you know. But right now, I got three bodies coming in today that I got to get in the freezer.
What are you crazy? Are you out of your damn mind?
No, I'm dead serious. I'm dead serious, bro. So, like I said, you can't highly recommend it. You know, and I'm just trying to get somebody to show me a little love. Man, you got those freezers. You don't have nothing in them. You know, I just need it for a couple of days.
You got to be out of your mind. We're not talking about ice. This isn't chicken wings or a pork shoulder. These are people. You are out of your mind, man.
But listen to me, Dale. Listen to me. What I'm on, you don't understand how serious this is. I have to keep them frozen. That's the reason why I'm calling you. I'm needing your help, man.
Yeah, I understand that. Look, if you want to, I'll have you come in. You buy your own freezer. You can put your own bodies in your own freezer. How am I supposed to show off my showroom with frozen bodies in the freezer?
But just don't show that one for a couple of days. You know what I'm saying? Don't show it. Or we'll just You know what? Here what we could do. We could put the bodies in there, just cover them up, and people won't know what it is.
Yeah, and then I get a buyer that comes in, and the cover falls off it, and I got a frozen dead body in my freezer. Is that even legal?
I don't know, man. All I'm saying is, here's the deal, man. You came highly recommended. They told me that you would probably show me some love. I'm actually, getting ready to load up and come your way.
Dude, you keep those dead bodies away from my store. I'm telling you right now. I can't hook you up on this one, all right? I just can't do it.
Okay, but we're finna load up and come that way, though, man. So, you know what I'm saying? What am I supposed to do?
I have no... You know what? You want to come talk to me. You want to buy a freezer for yourself. And you want to freeze your dead bodies on your own. I don't care. I'll sell you a freezer. I got no problem with selling you a freezer. But you're not bringing the bodies here. It's just not happening.
So if Alonzo calls you and green lights it, is it okay then?
I highly doubt Alonzo's going to call me and tell me to put three dead bodies on our showroom floor freezers. Highly doubt that.
Okay. But guess what Alonzo told me?
What did Alonzo tell you?
Alonzo told me to give you a call. He told me to give you a prank phone call. This is Nick Tommy from the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Come on. Are you serious?
Yes, sir.
Get out of here. That's incredible. I'm having my chest hurts. Oh, jeez, that guy.
Oh, you just got pranked by your GM, baby. That's what's happening right here. All right, man, give me one more thing. You got to tell me this right here, Dale. What is the baddest, and I'm talking about the baddest radio show in the land?
It is the Steve Harvey Morning Show, my friend.
And there you have it, all right?
What was that?
All right. Hey, we got to put a body somewhere. We need a freezer. You see what I'm saying? Come on, let me just... what I need it for should not be your concern.
That's the number one concern.
Where else am I going to put a body? Where else
am I going to freezer? Nobody will ask questions?
That's not the concern. I'll get your freezer back, but just let me borrow a freezer momentarily. That's all I'm asking. This isn't difficult.
Afterwards. Now I'm an accessory.
Your meat is still the same. I ain't nothing changed.
In the body
we got to talk about dead meat.
Ain't nothing changed. All right, here we go. Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. That is Saturday, October the 19th. That is Sweetest Day Comedy Jam. Saturday, October 19th, Chicago, Illinois, Wind Trust Arena. Get ready. The nephew is coming alongside with what? Bill Bellamy. You got Mark Curry. You got Tommy Davidson, Lou Neal, and Tony Roberts in the building. And yours truly, Nephew Tommy. We shall be there, all right? And we had to cancel this past weekend, unfortunately, in Columbia, South Carolina. The hurricane came. Tornadoes there, so we are praying for the people that got their whole East Coast and got hit by Hurricane
Destructive
Helene,
Hurricane Helene.
Helene. Definitely. Praying for everybody that went through that mad disaster.
All right, nephew, thank you. You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show
on 97.1 QMG.